I'm Tyler.
I'm Shorty.
I'm Ava.
I'm Miles.
I'm Kara.
Yo, this is Reno.
Hello, I'm Brandy.
They call me Pride Slayer.
I'm Bon Bon Manuel.
And we are the Inner Idiot.
Podcast you're about to listen to has crude language, violence, and other things you probably shouldn't let your children listen to. Please enjoy.
Drop what you're doing, swallow what you're chewing, because it ain't wet from sweat, and we ain't done yet. Welcome to Inner Idiot Podcast, where we just want to touch your heartstrings. Look, see, I can't even get my intro right today, and that's...
Two claps and Ric Flair!
I didn't...
Did you start?
I didn't even intro myself yet.
Fuck, we fucking did this. God.
We're all, like, all of us are fucked today.
Huh?
We're all fucked today.
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
All right. I am your host, the big, the bald, the beautiful, the brash, the bumbling, and the oftentimes bastardly MC, Tyler Havlin. I talk slow and I walk slower. What did they do?
Nah, they had the energy. I was like, two claps and Ric Flair.
Oh. Well, we can't.
Real quiet, ready to go.
He got climaxed the claps. All right, here we go. Now you can two claps and Ric Flair for me.
Oh, are you done? Two claps and Ric Flair.
Woo! Next up, he is the Lord that's never bored, the commander of the comic books. He's eating eggs so he can...
Fertilize yours.
He ain't got a shirt on. That's just for you, ladies. Two claps and Ric Flair for Lord Shorty Fresh in the flesh.
Woo!
You know, usually eggs don't smell good when you're not eating them, but those eggs smell delicious, sir.
You're welcome.
I'd love to eat your eggs.
Weird take, go ahead. Don't touch my food.
I'm not touching your food. Next up, the Ace of Base. Two claps and Ric Flair. Four Ace.
Woo!
Woo! I really wanted to hear your egg woo. You did a good job with egg in your mouth.
Hey, thanks.
You know, he pre-climaxed the claps. He does that, I heard. It happens to every guy, though. I mean, that's what I hear. Anyway.
Don't you laugh at it.
All right, so today we're talking about, you know, shit that's happened in the first quarter of 2024 because it's fucking weird. So I don't know about you, dude, but I just put up my train derailment decorations, and apparently it's boat hitting bridges season. So, like, I got to take down all my train derailment decorations.
What are you talking about, train derailment?
Last year, all the trains that derailed. This year, it's boats hitting bridges, bro. Oh, I like the way that rolled off the tongue. Boats hitting bridges, bro.
What trains hit a...
Train?
train.
Oh, my God. Look, today...
I was like, God damn, what are these motherfuckers doing now? First, they wanted to get in all the bathrooms. Now they're fucking hitting people. Jesus Christ.
No, trains derailing were last year. So I thought it was about that time of year. So I put up my train derailment decorations at the house. Right? But it turns
out... I didn't realize you had it, but continue.
Turns out it's boats hitting bridges season. So now I gotta take my train derailment fucking decorations down.
Now you gotta take your trains down, but at boats.
Yeah. Boats and...
Far less water.
Next year, it's gonna be airplanes falling out of the sky. So it goes...
I get on those a lot. I'm excited.
You getting on one this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? I've never been on one. I won't go on one. No, thank you.
What, honey?
Why?
Because he's...
Why?
Going out of town.
I'm going to San Diego.
Why?
See my friend?
Tyler eating Shorty's eggs is not a conspiracy. It'll happen later. Don't worry.
And it won't be okay.
It will be okay. No. Don't let him lie to you.
I'm hungry.
You should make me eggs.
But have you seen the video of this boat that hit the bridge in Baltimore?
Yeah. It looked like it was in slow motion.
Have you seen it when it went with it sped up and how predominant the turn towards the bridge pillar is?
I mean, yeah.
Dude, it's fucking nuts. But yeah, so in the last month, four boats have hit bridges in less than a month. So it's...
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's boat hit.
One and one, you know, four.
Yeah, boats
four hit. And one. I love this plane.
It's not been the same boat. I mean, it's different boats, of course, or else...
Yeah, but
you know,
boats versus bridges, boats are winning right now.
They are. Yeah, you're right. All right. So what else has happened this year? Cat Williams. That shit. Did you? I know that's not your scene. No. But dude, the Cat Williams interview. And now fucking.
I've seen a few clips, but I didn't. Like, there was something he said that was super deep, but that was about it.
And now all the shit happening with fucking the diddler.
Don't fuck that guy anyway.
Yeah, fuck that guy. So, like, how long this year do you think it is before Cat Williams gets offed? Now your eggs don't smell that good. Sorry. Oh, was it your combos?
I love eggs.
I don't think he's going to get offed.
You think it would be too obvious?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, some of the shit's pretty obvious, man. And they're just like, fuck it. The best way to hide is in plain sight.
True. It also depends. If he dies from some random disease, then yes, that is the government's fault. Now, if he dies from getting shot, like... Nah, I'm not going to give it to the government.
You think it's just coincidence at that point?
I don't want to say coincidence because, like, I know Cat Williams, like, gives off that persona, but I know damn better than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sean says the diddler hiding out on Jay-Z Island. I didn't even know Jay-Z had an island. Look, I just want to know, like, what's the cost of an average island? We talked about this once, and they're affordable. Like, as long as you don't build on it. Like, the island itself, to buy an island, is affordable.
To who?
I mean, Shorty could buy an island. He ain't got no kids. He works a lot of overtime. Shorty could buy an island. I mean, you couldn't build nothing on it, because that's where the expensive part comes in. But I want an island. Like, just, I mean, somewhere I can go and fuck, you know.
I'd really not cast away.
I mean, fuck it. Have an island, that'd be pretty dope, right? What kind of shit would you... Remember, we talked about this because we talked about what we would put on our islands. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? And most of your shit involved bombing me.
Yeah, because you're allowing debauchery. Because
I said I'd put a nursing home on my island.
Nobody else can live there because everybody's riddled with STDs.
What else did I put on my island? The nursing home... What, didn't I have a Mario Kart style go-kart track on it? Or was that you?
Fuck, I don't remember.
But you had, like, big cannons pointing at my island and shit? Yeah, that really says something about our friendship, that you want to shoot me, and I want to bring you to the nursing home orgies.
That's why I want to shoot you.
Like, to me, that seems very, like, a one-sided
Hi, help me find
there.
Love. Here's Gertrude.
You know I love the grannies, bro.
Like she just lost her last tooth.
When I get back into the dating scene, I'm exclusively going for grandmas. Like just like 60 plus years old, like preferably false teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like a walker would be great, especially if it has like tennis balls at the bottom of them. You know, because I don't want my hardwood.
You almost said at the beginning, and that's funny. Continue.
I don't want my floors getting scuffed up when I have her over for a little fun time. You know, play some shuffleboard and
stuff. You're going to make this old lady travel to you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You egotistical prick. Dude, that's not okay.
She probably got plastic on her furniture. We can't make no mess there.
That's the point, Ty.
No.
Yes, it is.
You got to have a souvenir, man. Pop her teeth out.
And that'll make, you know what? We don't make old people like we used to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, fucking, some women now don't know, like, and now I'm saying some, calm down, ladies. Some don't know how to cook and shit like that. So, like, all these old ladies, you're going to be like, man, I'm going to get a home cooked meal. And she'd be like, would you like some pizza?
Nah, a 60-year-old knows how to cook, bro. It might be the last generation of them.
Currently, maybe. Currently, maybe, but like...
Your grandma ain't 60 yet.
No, but...
And I was once related to her, so I can't, you know... Your grandma's no, off the board.
Not... Fucked. That's fucked. That's also funny.
Not the tennis ball. Yeah, the tennis balls, bro. Look, that way if we ever get bored, we just play fetch, you know what I'm saying? Like, ha-ha! But then she ain't got a walker because I won't let her scoot it across my floor without the tennis balls on it. So she's got to crawl. It'll be great.
That's fucked up.
I like this plan.
That's fucked up, Ty. Dude, you're going to make her come to you.
Have you ever heard of silver sneakers?
No.
It's what they do in gyms so old people will work out. Like, it's an old person workout program. Okay. It'd be like at-home silver sneakers. It's calisthenics.
The problem is it's not at home. It's at your home.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
In turn, I'm like this old lady. Not only am I her sugar baby, I'm also her trainer. Like, I'm getting her ready for the Senior Olympics, bro.
The point of at home is you go to them. They don't leave their home, not you.
Look, I have a very structured schedule. They're retired, I'm sure. If they're not, I don't want them.
I'm still against this. I'm not here for it. You need to travel to them.
No, they can come to me.
Bullshit. I'm not here for it. That's rude. That's rude as fuck.
It's not rude. It's rude as fuck. I'm bringing excitement to these old women's lives. I'm providing a service. Okay?
This is something going wrong in the first quarter of 2024.
Well, it ain't happened yet.
Huh?
It ain't happened yet.
It won't. It will not happen.
Fuck yeah, Ace.
You don't want a step granny?
No.
You gonna get one? You know, yeah.
I'm against it too, Ace. I'm not here for it.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm an adult. Who happens to
I'm against it because you're not being nice about it. You need to fucking...
I am going
to
be nice about it, dude.
You're not going to
I'll rub her varicose veins. I'll put, you know, coconut butter on them or whatever.
Coconut butter on your head.
Probably need it. Fucking moisturize it and shit.
No, I'm not.
And I got like a little like... I got an old person spot on my head. I'm not talking about the bald spot either, but like a little lump.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took the wind right out of your fucking sails.
Right out.
What else is happening this year, Ty? Outside of your fucking shitty ass fucking plan.
Bro, this is not a shitty plan. This is
anyway, next time.
I find love. I find a sugar mama. She gets some excitement in her twilight years.
The hopeful final quarter of 2024 right here. That's the plan.
This is the final quarter of fucking Gertrude's life, okay? I'm trying to get put in the way last will and testament, bro. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I wonder if people have that conversation, like, when they're getting into, like, that kind of relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, here's this, you know, hot, sexy 20-year-old getting with this, you know, 75-year-old man. Like, hey, I understand you're dating me and giving me what I want. Like, if I was the old man, like, I understand you're dating me and I understand this is happening because you know I have money.
And
because
you know, like, I'm going to kick the bucket soon.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, do you think they have that conversation? Or do you think the old man is, like actually delusioned to the point where he's like, oh, look, this girl loves me.
No, I think the old man knows what's going on in that situation. I believe that. And I think at that point, like, the old man wants to have that conversation because the old man has other family.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Most likely that money's going to go to as well. So the conversation...
Gotta be so funny to, like, have that conversation. He'd be like, oh, yeah, you're gonna get everything. And then he kicks the bucket. They get her, like, give out, you know, whatever's... And she, you know, the 20-year-old gets nothing. Just a note that says, thanks for the booty, bitch.
Thanks for the booty, bitch. No, I really feel like it'd be irresponsible not to have that conversation. Honestly.
Sure.
For either one.
It would be irresponsible for her.
Because
you know what? Let's flip the scales. You know, you got your fucking silver fox. Like, you know, if as a younger dude, you know, not yet quite middle aged at this point, I try to feel.
Okay, that hurts.
Huh?
That hurts right here. I know. Well, I don't feel like it was a shot fired, but I feel like maybe.
Yeah, there was no shots fired.
I feel like I got, you know.
But like, if I somehow bagged a silver fox, like. Like, I would bring it up, you know, like, hey, listen, like, I know, like, this is happening for this reason. Like, are we talking transactionally here, doing whatnot?
I thought they had headphones, like, listening to music, like, what the fuck? No, I would bring it up because, I mean, in all honesty, I would want that person to know, like, hey, this is why I'm with you. mm-hmm. but I'm going to make you feel good.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You think that's that kid with Madonna right now?
Dude, Madonna's a scary, scary woman.
She looks it, too.
Yeah, she's always looked scary to me. Always.
In the music video, Like a Virgin, I'm here for. After that, I'm terrified.
I don't know. Something about her has just always been really creepy to me. Always. Like, since I was little, the music video, Like a Virgin, when I was a kid, terrified me. I thought it was like a scary movie or something.
Weird take.
Yeah. I'm serious, dude. But yeah, like, I feel like the conversation has to be had.
Yeah, I agree with you, but like, I don't know. I need to find somebody in this scenario and talk to them.
I would be eager because look, I feel like a sugar mama or a sugar
daddy. Ty, I have homework for you now.
Okay.
I need you to find a couple with that dynamic and invite them on.
I'm here for it. I will do it.
I think it would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, so do I. Oh, I didn't know that fucking Madonna said that she was going to blow up the White House at one point. I'm not doing it.
Did that happen this year?
No, I think that happened at some point in their career. But yeah, I feel like most sugar daddies, most sugar mamas know what their role is, know why they're getting these. Because that's what they use. You know what I'm saying? That's how they attract these people, is with their sugar.
Sure. But you can see there are people out there that are, you know, old, whatever, and who are disillusioned. You know what I mean? Like, all this girl's with me because she thinks, you know, like, I'm smart, I'm funny, blah, blah, blah. Has nothing to do with my money. Like,
dude,
I'm just saying there are people out there disillusioned like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm two steps away from homelessness, dude. And I feel like anytime somebody wants to date me, it's for an ulterior motive.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And it ain't money. I don't know what it's for.
Sure. No, I get it. No,
so,
dude.
Like, I feel like if you're that disillusioned that you're fucking daddy Warbucks, daddy dollars out there.
I'm just saying, like, it happens.
You got to know they're in it for the money.
I know. I read a lot on Reddit. And I can tell you right now, it happens a lot.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna find us the couple, the sugar couple. Damn. And I'm gonna bring them on the show.
I'm fucking here for it.
What else happened in 2024? You know what? We only got 3 minutes.
I don't know. In all seriousness, this year has been a fucking blur. I have no idea what's happened.
I got two more things for it, but you know
what?
Hit me.
Go ahead. Hit me with one. Hit me with one.
We only got 3 minutes left in the...
Hit me with one, goddammit.
There you go.
I'm going to kick you in the fucking teeth. Make you need to go to the dentist.
Bro, I would take false teeth in a heartbeat. That'd be so cool.
I wouldn't do it.
Like, I'd want to take them out and bite you with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, ha ha. I bit you.
I'd punch you in the... I'd punch you in the fucking mouth. What? I can't punch you in the teeth because they're not in there.
All right, so April 5th, last Friday, there was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, I did read about that.
So now everybody's like, it's the end of the world, because that earthquakes don't happen on the East Coast. That's a West Coast thing because of the, what is that fault line called right there on California?
That's a tectonic plate, but I don't know what it's called.
It's a fault line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where two tectonic plates touch.
Yeah, where they converge. Use big words, okay? I'm trying to sound slow. Dude, my armpits are sweaty as a motherfucker in here today. Like,
I'm throwing you off.
That's good. Weird, man.
Good, good.
I'm all hot and bothered thinking about grandmas.
No, I saw the videos or whatever, and everybody's freaking out having the conspiracy shit and like that, and people were tying it to the fucking eclipse.
You smell.
Yeah. All right, but you... What the fuck? Where was I going with that? Like, a lot of people were quoting the Bible and shit from it.
People are fucking dumb. You know what's really funny? Is when people start, like, quoting, like, Dante's Inferno, the book.
Okay. I'm following.
Because people don't have an accurate depiction of hell in the Bible. Like, the actual...
It's me, guys.
Huh?
It's me.
The Bible?
No.
You're hell?
Yep.
No, you're not.
Yep.
I love you to death.
Okay. See? I love you too.
Yeah, calm down. So a lot of people are like misquoting the Bible and then actually quoting fucking
Dante's Inferno
and other you know, big renowned literature books that have described hell and the end times and shit like that. Like, oh, in Revelations, this happened. I was like, no, it didn't.
Nah, dog, that was Dante's Inferno.
Yeah,
I watched the anime.
I was like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Like, this didn't happen. I got an argument with somebody over Facebook, and I was like, if you can prove to me right now, tell me the scripture verse, not in words, just the like where it is found. You know, Revelations 16:32 or something. Like, if you give it to me like that, I will read it, and I will concede this argument. And then they continue to argue with me. Like, no, it's fucking in there. I'm like, show me. Bro, fucking prove it.
Bro, I ain't gonna read the whole book. You gotta tell me where it's at.
Revelations isn't long, but I don't want to read all of it right now.
Yeah, because isn't Revelations like the dark part of it? Like the depressing part of the Bible?
I would like to think of it as the metal version.
The metal version.
Yes, it is the metal book of the Bible.
Like, I feel like the whole damn book is depressing.
The Old Testament is dark. The very first book, if you ask me, is fucking boring as shit.
Isn't the first book Genesis?
Yes,
look Genesis. At that. I know something.
He's getting there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but Genesis, like the first like 30 chapters of Genesis are fucking dumb.
With the extra U's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, guess what? That's all we got for our first segment today. So, Facebook.
Dope.
This episode will drop tomorrow on Spotify and anywhere else you listen to your.
Rockets were fired at the eclipse. I remember hearing about that.
What?
People are fucking stupid, bro.
Well, that's coming up in the next segment. So, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And we're back. Welcome back to Inner Idiot Podcast. And we're talking about like 2024 so far, the first quarter. And it got, you know, derailed by my love of grandmas. But you'll have that sometimes. And some would
Fuck, it was NASA. What?
What? All right. So, like, here we go. We're going to wrap this up with the total eclipse that happened on April 8th. Because, like, eclipses happen a lot, right? Like, it's not like a abnormal thing, but it's...
It's not like fucking No Vengeance thing.
Yeah. But it's not something that in our area, you know, you always get to see in that scope, in that magnitude. So
the next one's going to be in 2 years.
But it's not going to be...
It's not going to be in the United States as long. It's going to be all, like... The northern, all across the north. It's not going to go up from the south and work like all the way to fucking, you know, Maine.
And it's not going to be a total, right?
No, it's going to be a total.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's all depending on where you're at.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Like here at my house, we were at 98%. If I would have gone 20 minutes west
or north, because Cincinnati was at 100.
Yeah. If I would have gone 20 minutes west or north, I would have been at 100. I would have been in 100. Now, my mom and dad, they went to, like, the center of totality, which is, like, I think 2 minutes, I think, in full pitch black. I think it's 2 minutes.
Oh, my
and, like, that. Dude, I saw some crazy pictures, and, like, it's the second time my dad's... That's so fucking neat. I love that shit.
It's a picture of the eclipse. Yeah, it was really cool.
like, I was laying out front here. I was laying on my front porch smoking a cigarette with, like, I have a little welder's, like, stationary mask just sitting out there. And I got up, and I walked over to the carport for something. I don't remember what. And these two kids were like, you want to look at it? I was like, I'm good. And one of them was like, what the hell is that? It's like, welding helmet. We're good.
No, it was like me and three or four guys at work all standing outside watching it. We were out there for the entire, almost the entirety of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to break, came back from break for about 10 minutes, and then I went outside for 2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a slow day. Like, it was dope.
We
stood out there, bullshit, had our little, you know, 3D-looking glasses on, and it was a good day. Yeah. I thought it was really neat. I don't ever recall seeing one in my lifetime that was that much coverage.
No, you would have had to travel to see the last one.
But you know what it reminded me of when we were at our 98% here? It reminded me of what the Matrix looked like. The atmosphere of the Matrix, you know what I mean? So like when you watch the Matrix,
I know what you're saying.
When they're in the real world, it's very clear. But when they're in the Matrix, there's that slight fog to it.
Mm-hmm.
That foggy tint.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like, dude. It was wild. It was so cool.
Yeah, it looked kind of weird outside.
Yeah, and it cooled off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I was standing outside with my shirt off, and then I put it on, and then I proceeded to take it back off.
Yeah, dude, it was wild.
Though as soon as it ended, I came right back inside. I was like, all right, there is the closest we're going to get to 100, and dope, I'm going back in.
So what was wild to me is, like, how many people are popping up everywhere. And I know it's probably been like this, you know, since the beginning of mankind, but now with, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all those things, we just get to hear how crazy some people are. And I say crazy, maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm the one that's in the wrong. I don't know. But to me, the shit sounds crazy, bro. And usually, like, I'm on the side of logic.
Yeah, usually. Go ahead.
So, with shit like this, I'm usually on the side of logic.
Heavy air quotes.
Heavy air.
Logic.
It is very logical.
Case is over here shaking, you know, shaking the head.
Mm-hmm. It is very logical to date a grandma, all right?
Huh?
It is very logical.
Stay on task.
Stay on task. My bad. All right, anyways. So, like, it's arisen a bunch of conspiracies, and apparently, like, rockets were shot at the eclipse, which you're going to tell me about. And then maybe we'll talk about some of the other fucking shit, and maybe you can debunk those for me. So go ahead. What is the rockets? Because I hadn't heard this.
It was atmospheric perturbations around the eclipse. The APEP mission to study the disturbances in the electrified region of the Earth's atmosphere known as the ionosphere. Created when the moon eclipses the sun, the rockets launched before, during, and after the peak local eclipse time in the eastern seaboard of Virginia. So, like, all they're doing is trying to measure the ionosphere.
So rockets weren't shot at the eclipse, just in the general vicinity.
During, before, during, and after to measure whatever the fuck. Disturbances in the electrified region.
Now, did you hear, and this post went wild, and it's one of those things, it's like, I feel like you're spreading misinformation, people, and you're going to fuck somebody up with this. They said, turn your phones off. It was like the night before. Turn your phones off and make sure they're nowhere near you while you're sleeping. Because the radiation from the blah, 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 because of the eclipse, is going to put off certain radio waves, and your phone is basically going to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Explode.
It is going to emit radiation. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, in all seriousness, I thought the Samsung phone, like, overheating and catching on fire was a conspiracy until, like, it happened to a lot of, like, people, just nobodies who were just like, no, look, check it out, and like actually showed evidence.
So you're saying you would go with this? You would have turned your phone off, kept it away from
No, fuck no, I wouldn't have done that.
Here's my thing. My phone is my fucking alarm clock. I can almost guarantee you, I would say as high as 75% of people, adults, that wake up to an alarm clock, they're waking up to their phone.
Sure.
Who has a fucking alarm clock anymore?
How well does it wake you up?
My phone?
Mm-hmm.
fine when it works.
When it works? What do you mean?
My phone is a piece of shit.
Oh, that's right. You still haven't replaced it. Never mind.
Yeah. So sometimes, like, it just does what it wants to do, and the alarm doesn't go off. Usually, if the alarm doesn't go off, my internal alarm will wake me up.
Gotcha.
But a little late. But yeah, my phone alarm always wakes me up.
No. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Whether I choose to stay awake once it wakes me up is one thing, or is a whole nother story. But sure, it wakes me up. I do miss having this one. I used to have this one alarm on my phone, and this phone doesn't have it. And it was the Good Morning song. And I loved it.
Yes.
It went, good morning, do-do-do, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow-bow, good morning, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow-bow. You don't know it?
Nope.
Bro, it was the best alarm to wake up to. It was so positive. And every girl I ever dated or married while using that alarm fucking hated it. They fucking hated it. And that should have been the biggest fucking red flag for me. If you can't fucking wake up happy to somebody going, good morning, boo-doo-doo, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, good morning, ba-ba-ba-bow. Dude, it's like...
I hate it. Put it down as a red flag, homie. I fucking hate it.
Man, no. You can't
be serious. Wake up. I
would
wake
never
up.
Marry you then.
Huh,
and what's
weird.
Fucked up...
Thank God.
What's fucked up is I even thought, you know it would be cool to have a harem and me and Shorty could run it. I thought about that the other day.
We can
day.
Do that. We can do that.
No, we can't because
why?
You just said the good morning... Doo-doo-doo, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, ba-ba-ba-bow-bow, good morning, song was bad. So we can't do that, because yeah. I'm going to get that alarm back one day, and I'm going to wake up in a great mood. And if you're there to say, God, turn that alarm off, or I'm going to leave your ass,
Tyler.
This kid probably ain't even yours,
Tyler.
Then you know what?
What kid are you talking about? What's happening? What fucking... This right here.
If you can't handle that, then, dude, we can't have the harem together. Okay? Was that your alarm?
Yeah, that's my fucking get up. That's my wake-up alarm if I'm running late.
Somebody else we know has a Star Wars theme fucking alarm, and they'll let that motherfucker play for 27 and a half
If you
minutes.
Notice, I'm awake. I cannot, in all seriousness, remember the last time I woke up to an alarm I had set.
I wake up before my alarm.
I've heard you wake up to alarms. Like, I've gotten here, and then your alarm went off, and you... begrudgingly got up. But you know what would help you get up a lot better?
Not that song. Don't please start singing it.
Do it.
You just said please start singing it.
No, please don't start.
Do it.
I swear to God, I will. We will end this episode here.
No.
I will fucking end it. I'm over it.
You gotta love the song.
No,
man.
I don't got to love anything. I don't have to love anything, Ty. That's a beautiful thing about love, is I choose to do it.
You don't choose to love.
Huh?
You don't choose to love.
You choose to continue to. No, it's true. I honestly believe that. Like, love is work. Love is effort. Love is work and love is effort.
You still didn't sing it.
Good. So, I choose to continue to love you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I will gladly put effort in.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it goes. But I ain't gotta do that today, motherfucker.
Okay. All right.
Because you called me, woke my ass up, and I fucking flew.
You knew, though.
I'm aware. I was also up till noon.
Why were you up? Jury duty.
Yes. I didn't get a choice.
You can't talk about the case either, can you?
We didn't. It was just the prelim.
Do you have to go back?
Yeah, it's
not. Nuts.
It's not until fucking May. So
work's not giving you time off for jury duty.
I mean, they are, but the way work does it is fucking stupid. I'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
Not important.
I know most places let you off, but they don't necessarily pay you.
Yeah.
Which is dumb, because jury duty only pays, what, like $5-$10 a day?
Now it's 12.
Oh, boy. You know, I probably shouldn't say this on air, but I'm going to.
I'm here.
I got summons for jury duty one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call him. I just didn't show up.
Did you get another summons?
Nope.
Well, then you're all right.
Which is wild to me, because isn't that illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They must not have needed me. They must have sent me the summons. And then, like, I didn't show up, and then they sent police officers or something. Yeah, to, like, be like, hey, you didn't show up jury duty. And then they saw me, and they just watched quietly and noticed, like, how I act.
I think that's how they do it.
And they were probably like, you know what? It's probably better he didn't show up.
We had some sketchy motherfuckers in there with us today.
Yeah?
Like, motherfuckers, I'm like, you are not a reliable citizen. Like, I was going through security, and this old lady was arguing with, like, the security officer right after the little metal detectors thing down in Kenton County. And she's arguing with him that her purse...
We're all crunching. It's great.
Her purse doesn't have a weapon in it. And they were like, ma'am, we have to search your purse. And she's like, no, this is my personal fucking property. You're not doing it. And she's openly cussing out these motherfuckers. And I just... I was like, Jesus Christ, what is this lady?
How do you not understand? Like, you could say you don't have something and still have it. Does she not understand how that works? Not everybody.
Apparently not.
Like, if you don't want somebody to search your purse, then you leave it in your fucking car.
Then she was bitching. She was like, we get, like, I get over the elevator. I'm waiting. And I'm standing there with, like, two other people. And I'm not saying a word. I'm tired. I don't want to be there. I want to be home. I'd rather have recorded an episode and gone to sleep. But, she's sitting there. She gets over. She goes, I can't believe this shit. I don't even want to be here. Blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, this is why I don't vote by this fucking, these laws are stupid. I don't know who brought this in. And then, like, we get in, and there's two ladies, one outside the courtroom handing people a little pamphlet thing, and then one lady inside the courtroom talking about, like, kind of repeating the same, like, phrases, you know, like, mm-hmm. This is what the plan is. This is what we're doing. Please have a seat, whatever, you know. And outside, this older problematic woman is in front of me. And she's like, I shouldn't even be here. She goes, what's your name? And she says it. And she's like, no, you're supposed to be here. She goes, no, but this is fucking stupid. I'm not, blah, blah, blah. And it starts going on again. And then she gets inside. And says the same fucking thing to the other lady inside. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, God damn, bitch. Like, you told several people that you're not supposed to be here. Then fucking leave.
None of us want to be here.
Yeah. Like, I got better shit to do. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
What'd you wear to jury duty?
A flannel.
And JNCOs?
Yeah.
Dope.
I mean, just these. I didn't put on my big JNCOs or anything like that. I just fucking chilled. Some dude showed up in a stained, like, it looked like mustard, stained white shirt and, like, the fucking Andy one or whatever the fuck Walmart brand of basketball shorts are.
Hey, there's no dress code.
No, but it's, you know, fucking you're going to court, like...
You... Yeah, but it's not like you
guys. I understand that, but, like, I don't know. Fucking have some self-respect and don't go like you're going to Walmart.
I guess.
I don't know.
You said Andy one. It's just and one.
Yeah.
Andy has nothing to do with it. You know. All right, so, but anyways, back to this eclipse, because that's what we were supposed to be talking about. A lot of people are saying the moon's not black. Like, why was the moon pitch black? It's not really the moon. So what is your all's explanation to this? Because I don't agree with it either. Like, that sounds stupid. Like,
I like shadows.
You're getting the back of the... you're getting the light hitting the back of the moon. So the surface of the moon is devoid of light as it's passing through. So, mm-hmm. Of course, it's fucking black. Yep. It's completely devoid of light. The light's hitting the fucking back of it. Light doesn't fucking bend that much.
I would just be like, go hold your hand out in front of the sun and tell me what color it is. Just
Yeah, if you do it, tell them do it. Well, that never mind.
They'd have to do it during this while the sun is out.
Yeah,
you know, just. And then we solve two problems. We solve two problems right there. Like, if we tell them to, like, raise your hand, look at the sun, and pass it slowly in front, we'll solve two issues right there. One, they'll learn they're wrong. Two, they'll be blind so they can't post stupid shit on the internet. Fucking big brain thinking here, gang.
I like it.
I'm here for it.
They could also just look it up, but whatever.
They're like, posting it on Facebook, honey. They had a chance to look it up.
I feel like looking shit up is even dicey anymore, though. Because I can look something up and get 10 different fucking answers for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
From credible sources.
My favorite part is when you use quotations on the end of whatever you're Googling. And, like, it'll hyperfixate on and find you articles that have that exact phrase. Like, one of my favorites is autism, vaccines cause autism. No, autism cause autism. Like, it's not, like, that's not how that work.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, because has anybody ever caught autism?
Nobody's ever caught autism.
That's what I'm saying.
But, see, the problem is, like, autism is a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it actually is. Hot take. And,
you're all about these hot takes today, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. But, no,
I'm stealing all your banana runs.
I noticed that, and I would appreciate it if you stopped. Just reach in there, grab one, throw it in your mouth. If you're not gonna fucking pick them at random, don't fucking pick them. I'm not here for it.
That was a heart. What are the hearts?
Strawberry.
Oh.
I forget what was that. Oh, no. Like, so you have different levels of autism. Some people who have autism are just a little, you know, like, a little off. I guess, compared to the normality. Then you have other people who have, like, who get super fucked up if you fuck with settings that they have preset. Mm-hmm. If you throw off their routine, certain people who have severe autism, or not severe autism, but just autism, they are similar with you. They can't fuck with certain textures, you know, continuously.
Is that your alarm?
Yep.
That would wake me up.
That's my other one. That's Broly about to fight Goku and
but
Vegeta.
It's not as good as...
No, it's better. Oh. It's better. It's a battle. Get ready for the fucking day, bro. That other song would fucking piss me off to no goddamn end.
That would scare me and I would throw my phone across the room.
What? I'm not near my phone when I fall asleep. My phone is typically without outside of arm's reach.
I sleep on top of my phone.
That's a dumb idea.
I sleep with my phone on my nightstand. But anyways, that's all we got for today. So in the meantime.
In the betweens time.
Good morning. Do, do, do.